You're listening to The B-Sides on 91.5 FM NYC Radio. B-Sides on 91.5 FM WNYE in New York City. I'm your host, Jenna X. Thanks for hanging out with me on this Wednesday night. And I hope everyone had a great weekend. I know I had a really great time this weekend. I actually hit up the Brain Cave Festival right here in Brooklyn, New York, and it was at the Bell House. And there were a lot of talented bands there. They had two stages, nonstop music, really great bands playing all day long into the night. And one of the bands that were actually on the bill is going to be featured on tonight's in-studio session of the B-Sides. And they are Magnetic Island, a really talented band from Brooklyn, New York. And they just released a few months ago a brand new album. And it's actually a great album. And a very interesting fact about this album is the singer-songwriter Lisa Liu actually played every single instrument on this album. That's pretty impressive. Kind of doesn't get more impressive than that. So I'll be talking with the band a little bit into the show about the making of that album and what they have coming up in the next couple of months. So definitely stick around. And you'll also get a chance to hear a lot of the songs off of their new album because they're going to be performing them right here live in our Brooklyn studio. So let's go right into those live performances. This is Magnetic Island, live on the B-Sides, 91.5 FM WNYE.
Thank you.
the B-Sides on 91.5 FM WNYE in New York City. I'm your host, Jenna X. And you just heard three live performances from the band Magnetic Island right here from our Brooklyn studio. Guys, thanks so much for coming in and hanging out, doing some great live performances. Pleasure having you here.
Thanks so much for having us. Yeah,
You guys have a new album out. I love it. And I want to hear a little bit about the making of the album. And Lisa, you're like playing every instrument on the album, aren't you?
Yeah. I mean, it just kind of came about where I had access to a practice space. I learned how to play drums. And then just from that process of playing drums, all these songs came out. And, I just had the idea, hey, I can play the drums. Might as well just try to arrange the whole album. And in the course of a year, all these songs came out. And then me and Sue, we went up to Vermont to record it. And it came out really great. I think we're really happy with how it turned out.
Yeah, it's a wonderful album. So where can everyone pick up your brand new album?
You can get it on our Bandcamp. We're asking for $5 for the full download. Or from Bandcamp, you can also order an actual physical copy on CD.
Oh, great.
We will eventually get it up on iTunes and all that stuff, but we kind of like doing it very independently, and just doing it through Bandcamp just lets us control the whole thing. And
yeah, it's great.
You know, we don't have to give Steve Jobs his cut, so... or the estate of Steve Jobs, I should say.
Right.
So, so Bandcamp's the way to go for
That's
right now.
Great.
So before we put the album out officially, we did a pre-order for it.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the special packages we offered as part of the pre-order was we offered people to request us to do a cover song. And this fan of ours from England, who we've been in correspondence with, over the last couple of years, he's been really great and, always very supportive. He actually decided to purchase this option, and he requested that we do a cover of a band named The Au-pairs. They were a post-punk British band in the late 70s, early 80s, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
I guess early 80s. And... anyway, we didn't know a whole lot about them, but upon getting this request, we started learning about them and realizing what a great band they were. And this cover we did called Headache for Michelle, we just put it out as a free single. You can also download it at our Bandcamp. And what's been the best thing about it is actually just kind of being able to share with other people this band, The Au-pairs. And they were like this feminist, really progressive, like way ahead of their time band led mm-hmm. by this really incredible woman. So it's just been a great experience, and we're happy to have it out there, and people can just grab it for free. So
excellent. What's the Bandcamp website?
It's magneticisland.bandcamp.com.
All right. And do you guys have anything planned for this summer? Do you have like a tour in the works or anything like that?
We are going to plan about a 10-day tour at the end of June into July. And we're thinking about, hitting the Northeast or going to the Midwest. So if anyone has any ideas, please chime in.
Yeah, that'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, totally.
Gonna jump in a van and go, or what?
Yeah, that's the plan. And we know a lot of people on the road, so hopefully it'll make the planning and the whole experience a lot easier.
Yeah, definitely. Well, thank you guys so much for coming in and performing some great music for us. It was a pleasure having you here. And keep me informed on what's going on this summer.
Awesome.
Thank you so much for having us.
All right. Well, we have time for three more live performances from the band Magnetic Island. What are you guys going to start the set off with?
This one is called In Theory.
Thank you.
B-Sides on 91.5 FM WNYE. I'm your host, Jenna X, and you just heard three live performances from the band Magnetic Island right from our Brooklyn studio. And if you want the latest information on Magnetic Island, you can visit their website at magneticislandband.com. And for the latest information on the B-Sides, you can friend us on Facebook at facebook.com/915B-Sides. Also, follow me on Twitter at TheB-Sides915FM. I'm your host, Jenna X. Remember to keep supporting your underground musicians. I'll see you next time. Everyone, the next B-Sides radio show is going to be on May 9th at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time on 91.5 FM, featuring DC's Washerwoman. Here's a little sneak peek of the band.